Cut it out, Russia. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Capital One Bank. We are now being told that Russia isn't just limiting its disinformation to politics or to stories scaring us about the measles vaccine. No, according to the New York Times, RT, the English language Russian TV network, has been spreading disinformation about 5G antennas, the antennas which will soon start beaming unlimited media, including instantly available full-length high-def movies, to our smartphones. The stories claim the 5G waves can jiggle the innards of human cells and lead to blindness and tinnitus. And as evidence, they link to a detailed letter from a researcher at Washington State University who appears to be real, so we're trying to track him down. But in any case, the Times says these stories are bogus and we mustn't pay attention, so here I am, not paying attention. But this is the problem with our connected world, right? Media transmissions themselves may not be scrambling our brains, but some of the content they carry certainly is. You know, back in the days of the unconnected world, for Russia to bombard me with propaganda, a newsboy from the Kremlin would have to load up his newspapers, stow away on a freighter with his bike, pedal to my neighborhood, and toss a copy of Pravda on my porch, which rarely happened. Now, Putin just presses a button and we're terrified of our phones, our vaccines, our politicians, and our Twitter feed. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.